Without a direction, how can you arrive at a destination? Unless you know and understand yourself, how can you achieve anything in life? What's the line a youth says when they appear to be lacking these qualities? Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find myself. Our first guest today is here with details about a program in Northwest New Jersey organization is offering youth to do some self-discovery while helping their community. Here are the details of Pass It Along's Be the Change program as Pass It Along's program director, Anna Gunderson. How are you today, Anna?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
PassItAlong.org, if you're in Northwest New Jersey, that is where you can get more information about the Be the Change program that we are talking about with Anna here. So let's start with the basics, Anna. What is this program setting out to do?
Absolutely. So the Be the Change program is a new program at Pass It Along. This is a group that will be a cohort of students ages 13 and up. Who will participate in weekly volunteer opportunities for 7 weeks. We'll have a spring cohort, a summer cohort, and a winter cohort each year. And by participating in Be the Change, high school students will walk away having positively impacted others, joined a community of service-oriented peers, and completed an abundance of service hours in a short amount of time. So they'll be introduced to local nonprofit organizations, from there, they can continue to volunteer with them.
I can imagine, too, a lot of these nonprofit organizations, they are always in the need of, I like to call it, people power. And there's often a shortage of that people power. So this is a real assistance for these organizations in time of their need as they help people who have needs.
Absolutely, yes. There is an abundance of needs in our local communities, and we're excited to connect our high school students with these great causes.
This doesn't sound like the one-way street some people might be thinking it to be. There's a double-sided benefit on this because having been a volunteer in organizations over years now, but you grow as a person from it, and as I referenced in the introduction, for someone who is still developing their direction, their ideals, their goals, this is a great way to solidify that part of their life a lot sooner than maybe other of their peers might be able to.
I completely agree with that. Part of our mission at Pass It Along is self-discovery. So, you know, we are allowing these opportunities, but to have the students reflect on what did they like, what did they not like, about each opportunity, discovering who they enjoy working with, what is their passion and purpose. And so we hope to have them discover that through this program.
As well as an idea, too, of getting personal responsibility further engraved into them because, and it's not just youth, we've seen in our respective workplaces, young adults, even older adults who are just totally incapable of following direction or even showing up on time or showing up at all because as a youth, they did not have that ingrained within them that when you take on a responsibility, that responsibility comes out of you. You just don't show up, you know, the old participation trophy philosophy. That's not part of reality.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I also think that what's so wonderful to see is the teenagers who come to Pass It Along already have a sense of wanting to make a difference in their community. We just provide the opportunities for them to do that. But then you're right, like once they experience that and, you know, see that there is a responsibility that they have to their community, you see them kind of coming back time and time again. So we really hope this Be the Change program allows teenagers to sample different opportunities, and we hope that they do feel that responsibility to their community afterwards to keep coming back.
So with Anna Gunderson, Program Director with Pass It Along, PassItAlong.org is their website. That's where you learn more about the Be the Change program. If you are in Northwest New Jersey, this is something that you as a teen listening, you as a parent who has a teen, might want to have them become involved with. It has a whole lot of potential, as you're hearing from Anna. And it's really just a mutual positive for who receives the help and who gives the help, who will be getting help at the same time. It's just the perfect combination, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the organizations, how's the outreach been going with on your side of the equation? What's the response been so far? And are you still opening the door for other organizations to say, you got people, send them in?
Sure, great question. So we have had a positive response from local high school students. We are seeing a lot of interest in this program. However, we are still recruiting for our first cohort. That will begin on April 19th. So until then, interested participants can visit our website and find Be the Change under Volunteer Now. And in addition to, you know, nonprofits looking for volunteers, they can always reach out to me or someone at Pass It Along to request some help. We're happy to connect our volunteers with good missions and needs. And we also have our big day of service coming up, Pass It Along Day, on May 20th. So we are looking for nonprofits to participate in that.
I want to mention, too, that Be the Change program is being made possible thanks to support from Lakeland Bank. Talking about giving back to the community, that's a great way a business is giving back to the community so that the community can receive benefits through your program. It's, again, this sounds like perfection in the making here.
We hope so. We hope that catches on. We've seen a positive response. I think the difference between our current volunteer opportunities and this program is that teens can volunteer as a cohort, so they'll develop friendships in the meantime as well.
When you look at the various nonprofit and community organizations around Northwest New Jersey, I mean, first thing that comes to mind with the generational difference, I can see maybe, for example, younger people teaching computer skills at a senior center, for example.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we have all sorts of different initiatives that we have throughout the year, and we try to make sure that different missions are being met through our volunteers. And part of that is making sure we have a variety of activities so that our teens can, again, find what they're passionate about through volunteerism.
I know the food banks in the area are certainly under a strain personnel-wise as well as food-wise, too. Just as a quick, by the way, if you are going shopping later today to get a little something for your local food bank, that would not be a bad idea. But as far as people power, too, getting back to that idea, this is something that, you know, when you think about how you're not just helping the organization, there's a community connection that goes on. So many kids, as they get older, they're lacking social skills. They can't communicate past text language, which that's not going to help out in the real world either. To gain some sort of confidence of being able to be around people of different backgrounds, of different levels of knowledge and history, personal history of family, that just makes for a larger chance for a greater potential to come to fruition in the kids that volunteer.
Absolutely. We believe that volunteerism allows them to learn about themselves and other people and really to open up their worldviews.
What would you say right now to a parent listening who is hearing about the program? Okay, this sounds like something nice. Why should I encourage my teen to join into Be the Change?
I believe that Be the Change will change a student's life because they will make new friends. They'll be introduced to different populations and causes that might set a fire within them that they'll become passionate about, and just instilling, you know, as you mentioned, skill sets that are so vital to their growth.
Talking with Anna about this program, for you listening, it made me think back to my volunteer years with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which I've talked about for a lot of time here on the show, about being in New York. But that all started back in 1980 when I was still in high school, and the pledge center for the telethon on Labor Day was the Masonic Lodge in Bud Lake. Walked into there, and when you get this opportunity to volunteer, it's a life changer. It sounds like I'm overplaying a hand here to promote something, but I speak of personal experience that it's something that I would have been, if you're able to understand what you gave away or didn't take advantage of, that is going to create a large regret. Don't let your teen have that regret when they can see everything that volunteering for a community organization can not just supply that organization with, but them as well. that's an opportunity that you want to take. You don't want to have a regret saying, I wish my son, my daughter was a part of that. I wish my son and daughter took advantage of that. Or you, as a teen, I missed out. I wish I didn't miss out. Well, here's your chance not to miss out as you beat the change through the Pass Along program. Find out more at passalong.org. Anna Gunderson, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.